SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, the dumb as we close out another week. As we head into the weekend with lots and lots of NFL games and Army-Navy game. Let's feel good with the good. Give it to us, Ron Kilmer.
We're going to go to a non-traditional sport today for the good.
All right.
Into surfing.
Surfing. Kelly Slater? That's the only thing I know.
Kelly Slater is proving that age is just a number.
Yes, because he's got to be 50.
He's 47.
Okay, close enough.
Close enough. He's surfing Pipeline Masters, a huge, huge tournament on the North Shore of Hawaii. North Shore of Oahu, actually. And he scored a perfect 10.
Did he really at 47 years old? That's awesome.
At 47 years old, he got a perfect 10.
That is awesome. And that I can't tell you how awesome that is. I'll say it again. It's awesome.
Yeah, not only that, but I mean, when you think about it, I mean, he truly is like the greatest surfer ever. I mean, he's like the Wayne Gretzky of surfing.
He's been famous forever and ever. For as long as I can remember, he's been famous as a surfer.
Yeah,
like he was like 16, right, or 15, something along those lines when he was like a teenager.
I lived in Hawaii for a while. I was part of the surf community there in Hawaii, and I mean, he was one of those guys that nobody really liked to talk about because you almost got the feeling it was like rooting for the Yankees.
If
you
rooted
for Kelly Slater, that is like, oh, you know, well, obviously you're going to root for Kelly because he wins all the time. You root for these other guys who are great. But I mean, it's just amazing to me. I mean, he's been doing this, I swear, for like 30 years, right?
The other guy I know is Laird Hamilton.
Yes,
that's the other guy I know.
But he would never surf pipe. He's a big wave surfer.
Now you're going. I don't know what that means. What's pipe
pipeline?
What's that?
Pipeline is a surf spot in the North Shore of Oahu.
That's a location. That's not a technique.
Location, but that's where. That's where this tournament is held every single year. It's, you know, it's just south of, or just near Sunset Beach. Iconic beaches on the North Shore of Oahu were made famous by this. But it's
And why won't Laird Hamilton surf that?
Oh, because he's a big wave surfer.
Oh, so he does the
Does he do
the waves where the water creates like a tube and you're inside the tube?
No. That's what Kelly Slater is doing.
Okay.
Because that's a small little wave. I mean, maybe you get like a 10-footer out of that one. What Laird Hamilton will do, he'll surf like 40, 50, 60 feet.
That's what I'm saying, right? The big ones where you're in these like, where the water just is cascading and could kill you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. But they don't do that perfect curl that you're talking about where you're surfing in a tube.
Right.
That's what you would find at Pipeline.
Okay. God, I don't know anything about this.
And that's how he gets the perfect 10, is when he gets inside that barrel. He's just cruising right along and with a tremendous amount of speed and is able to stay on the board, stay all the way through. It's, you know, just amazing to see that he's still doing this at 47.
I gotta say something about this. I have a number of friends who are in their 40s who have gone on trips where they go out to California or they go and they've learned to surf, right? They were part of something and they go, you know what? I've never surfed before. I've lived in Tennessee my whole life. I'm not near the beach. I'm going to learn to surf. And then there's something about that experience that goes, I need to do that again. I'm going to take another. Like, I have friends who are taking surfing vacations. Now, they're not big surfers. They're not great at it, but they talk about the serenity of it. They talk about it's one of the most peaceful, fun things they do. And now they're into it. And again, it's hard in Tennessee, but they are making plans to go to different places just so they could surf with their kids or whatever. I don't know. I've never done it. I lived with when I was in high school, I lived in France for a month with a family of kids who were surf crazy. I mean, they were, and I got to watch them and I tried a little bit of it, but I wasn't good at it. But it's like something that people, when they do for the first time, they love it.
No, it's addictive.
They love it.
It's addictive. I'm not able to do it as much as, I mean, obviously I can't do it in Houston, but even when I was in Hawaii, I couldn't do it as much as I'd wanted to because I've got a really bad knee.
Oh, I got you.
And so it kind of hurt. But so I took up stand-up paddling.
Oh, okay. Instead. That's cool.
Yeah, that was, you know, that gave me the juice that I needed.
Maybe I'll try it one day. Maybe I'll go out and be the chubby guy on the boogie board or whatever it is. I'm not standing up. I'll just body. What do you call it when you're on the board with your body?
Yeah, boogie boarding.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I'm only going to do that. I'm not standing on no board. I'm putting the wax on it so I can stand on top and fall down and crash.
Try it.
Just once. Probably. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe I should try it once. All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. I was going to go in a different direction. I was going to talk about Clinton Portis, but I was like, you know,
I know. I saw that story.
You know, that's not that much fun.
Okay.
Maybe,
no.
We'll touch on that later. Instead, my mom hit me with some news yesterday.
Okay.
That the insurance company has totaled her car. She took it in because she had an issue that you would relate to very well.
Yes. She did not have a backup camera?
No, she had rats in her car.
Oh, that's right, because I had a bird's nest in my car. That's right. When I took it, we took our car in, he goes, you have a nest in your car. And I was like, what?
You know, she's a teacher at a school, and they're doing construction, and I guess that's stirring up issues with some rats. So rats are finding new places to hang out, and they would hang out in her car. They chewed the fuel line of her car.
Oh, God.
So she had to go and take it into the mechanic. She took it into the mechanic. They patched everything up and said, okay, you know what? You're good to go. And when she looked into the car, she noticed that all of a sudden there was a big rip in her back seat. And she's like, what is this? You know, and she asked the mechanic to come over, and she's looking at it, and he's looking at it. He's like, I have no idea, you know, but we'll take care of it. And she's like, well, you know what? Let me get my jacket, my coat. She had left her coat in the bag. She's like, I haven't had it for a couple of days. It's finally getting cold in Southern California. She wanted a coat. She lifted up the coat, and she had papers back there. Like she said, she's a teacher. She saw a bunch of chewed up papers, rat poop, and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's when they came to realize that the rat was still living in the car.
Oh, that's awful. I don't even want to think about that. That's awful.
They did more of inspection of everything, realized that, you know, this wire was chewed. That wire was chewed. Part of the dashboard was chewed up. I mean, just you name it, just run the gamut. And
that's
the insurance
gross.
Company decided, you know what, we're going to just total the car. Which is a good thing, because I can't imagine jumping back into a car.
No, I'm done with that car.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Might as well set it on fire.
Goodbye. Because my biggest fear is driving and be like, oh, cool, what a cool day. And then the rat just jumps on my head.
Just pops up.
While I'm driving.
It doesn't have to jump on your head. I mean, if you just you glance to your right and, you know, in the passenger footwell, you just look over and all of a sudden you see two little beady eyes looking up at you.
Oh, it's the worst.
You're dead because you're crashing the car.
What is it about, like, mice and, like, rats? Yeah, they're freaky. But what is it about mice that freak us out? Like, there's something about that creature when it's scurrying. Like, some people go, look, it's a mouse. But
do you care when a squirrel runs across
your yard? When we were living in Colorado, we had the cable guy came to make an adjustment to our cable unit, and he left behind that TV, he left a little hole, and he forgot to patch that up. And one night, I'm doing some editing, and I'm watching TV, and it's late. And I'm not kidding, I just saw this flash of something just zip across the living room. And at first, I got a little freaked out because I didn't see what it was, and I said, I know, something just moved across. And so I just said, okay, I must be seeing things. It's like 12 o'clock at night, whatever. Next thing I see, like the next day, I see it again. And mice were coming in through the hole and getting into our house. And I didn't know there was a hole back there, so I had to patch up the hole. Then we had to find a way to get rid of the mice.
Yeah, no.
And it freaked me out.
I remember there was a Thanksgiving. It's an infamous Thanksgiving because there's video of it where a mouse had gotten into my bedroom.
Ugh.
And it was, you know, my stepfather, my uncle, my grandfather, myself, and my cousin, and my stepbrother, all men trying to get this out. And we're literally standing on top of chairs.
Yeah,
and,
that's exactly
and beds,
right. Yep.
Trying to brush it out the back door with brooms.
Because you don't want it crawling on you.
Yeah.
You don't want it crawling up your leg or on top of your foot. No, you don't want any of that. That freaks you out. All right, so what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I actually just sent you an email.
You did?
You need to open it and go to this website.
All right.
I don't know if this is a new thing. I'm seeing that when I'm reading the article, it's like pretty much it says video games retailer Game has once again released its Christmas dinner in a tin.
It's Christmas dinner in a can.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is I feel like I've seen this before.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like this is like Willy Wonka thing going on here. Does somebody actually eat this?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm wondering. This is gross because it's a variety of different foods that are in like a pasty form on top of each other.
Yeah, they're in where a
you
layer.
Would, in a can, like when you get the cranberry sauce in the can and you dump it out and it's got that can shape.
So, yes.
This is the same thing. It's like molded into a can. It's it. I'll just go through it, right?
Go for it.
At the bottom is Christmas pudding, then roast carrots and parsnips, another little layer on top of the pudding. On top of the carrots is Brussels sprouts with stuffing or broccoli with stuffing, depending on which can you buy. A little tiny layer of cranberry sauce, a little tiny layer of bread sauce, a little tiny layer of gravy, turkey and potatoes kind of blended together and mixed into a mash, then two mince pies on top of that, and then on top of that, scrambled eggs and bacon. And it's all one big can-shaped pile, different colors along the line, much as if you were trying to make like candles with different colored wax.
Right. And how do you eat this?
Yeah, how do you eat this?
I mean, you just, because once you pour out the whole thing, does the whole thing just like become this big gray mush?
Right.
Like, how do you know you're having scrambled eggs versus right. cranberry sauce?
I think your example of Willy Wonka is the best. Like, if you ate all this and you were like, scrambled eggs and bacon, two mince pies. Now I'm tasting turkey and potatoes. Yeah, just like a violet. Yeah. Ooh, here comes the tomato soup.
Not to be outdone, because not everyone would want turkey and potatoes or scrambled eggs.
Right.
There is a vegetarian form as well.
Oh, God.
Which I'll do what you did.
Lord.
Starting from the bottom going up, potatoes. On top of that, cranberry sauce. Gingerbread pancakes.
Oh, excellent.
Veggie gravy. Yule log.
What's that? What's Yule log?
I thought Yule log was something you burned.
I thought Yule log was on my television every Christmas and they played
exactly.
Christmas carols.
Then cauliflower cheese.
Ugh.
I don't even know how to say this. Halloumi pigs and tempeh bacon. That's how you know I'm not vegetarian or
yeah,
vegan,
that's right.
folks.
That's right.
Roast parsnips. Toblerone. Isn't that the candy? The chocolate bar? Toblerone?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe like maybe not.
Yeah, you like a European chocolate.
I'm starting to get the feeling that this is from England.
Yeah, I think so.
Sprouts, mushroom Wellington, and then a nut roast.
This could solve world hunger. Let's put all, all these dishes in a can and ship them out.
That's the vegetarian one. There is a vegan one as well.
Oh, my God. This company must be doing something right, though. I mean, if it's continuing to produce this. Yeah, I mean, that's got to take a while to make. So they're probably like, look, I'm not saying it's for everybody, but I'm certainly saying it is for certain people. We make this every single year. I don't know how many years they've done it, but I feel like I've seen this before.
I mean, do you eat this in layers? Like, do you just pour it out and then slice?
You know what we should do? We should get Joey Chestnut to be like, how many cans of this stuff could you woof down in a 10-minute period?
Ooh. God, okay.
Even Joey Chestnut would be like, I ain't touching that.
If you gave us 10 minutes to eat this, how many do you think you'd go through?
Maybe half of one is right. There's just that mental element of what exactly is this?
Yeah. Why? I mean, do these foods actually go together?
Right. I don't think so.
Yeah, three-course meal in a tin can.
Well, there you go.
For
there
the hardcore gamers. So
that's
if you're
right.
a hardcore gamer, there you go.
All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday, SB Nation AM.